The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, I'm joined with Alan Owen. He is the owner of Owen Heating and Air Conditioning. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So the first question I like to ask everybody is, how in the world did you find yourself in this industry we call HVAC?
Funny story. So I was actually in college and graduated in 82, and my third semester of calculus kind of determined my path at that point. I was working part-time at a friend's father's company, and they had a HVAC department, and they were looking for people. They offered me a job, and I said, well, I'll try it out, and if it doesn't work, I'll go back to school. And that was the end of that story. Since 83, I've been doing HVAC. So I worked for a couple of local contractors, and then I found myself at the state, and I worked for the state of Virginia in their HVAC department at a public hospital, and got situated with a lot of commercial things there, chillers and everything else. And then after that, I stayed there a couple of years, and the next thing I knew, there was a HVAC supervisor's position open at our local county government. So I applied for that job and got it. And I was there for about 14 years. And the whole time I was doing work on the side, just like everybody else likes to do. And the writing was kind of on the wall. I had so many people calling me, and I was working nights and weekends and everything else. And I said, I got to do one or the other. So I threw in the towel and went 100% on my own in 2006. And been doing it ever since. So started as just one myself in the truck, and we're up to 10 people now, and we have a couple of installation teams, and we have about 5 techs on the road. And this year we decided to, we had so many people call about duct cleaning, and so we decided to kind of spread out a little bit, and we've opened a duct cleaning department and bought the equipment, and we're out doing duct cleaning now. So, yeah. So business has been great.
That's pretty exciting. It's a great story. I need to ask, you know, how did Daikin fit into that whole entire story as you got your start and move forward to today?
So we started with the Daikins with the ductless mini splits. And then when they started to expand their line of equipment and everything, the warranty was what really attracted me to Daikin. And, you know, selling it to the customers was very, very easy because everybody wants a long warranty and a good warranty. And so when we saw that and I started introducing it to the customers, they were, you know, very, very interested in the equipment. And our sales have just gone through the roof with Daikin as a result. So, and we just recently started with the fits. I knew they were out there. I knew they existed, but our area is a lot of retired people, and they wanted simple. They didn't want complex, and they wanted simple thermostats and, you know, everything else. And so as a result, we really didn't have a lot of interest in them at first. And then as I started learning more about them and my territory manager started saying, hey, you really need to look at these. Then we decided, you know, okay, we need to start seeing what the interest would be. And as a result, man, it's just really gone well. We've sold quite a few here recently, and the ease of installation, the wiring things and stuff, it is a very nice unit to install. And the controls, although they're a little bit more complex, I think the hardest thing is being patient with the thermostat. So, yeah. But once you get that down a few times, then it goes pretty easy. So,
hey, Alan, as we go into the 2024, we know that we've got some big changes coming with lower global warming potential refrigerants, and Daikin's chosen to utilize R32. Why do you think R32 is the right choice?
Yeah, with the lower amount of refrigerant that you have to use in the system, that's a plus right off the bat. You know, the other thing is it has been out and in use for a right good while, a lot longer than most people know. It's, you know, widely used in some refrigeration units and some like the motel room units and things like that. So I think it's just a natural. I think that's what everybody ought to be using. I think they ought to try to go to just a one refrigerant instead of all these different blends and mixes. I can't understand the thought of all these manufacturers out there wanting to use so many different types to do the same job. Mm. And, you know, some of the mixes are based off of R32. So why not just use it? Keep it simple. You know, don't make it so difficult on us, because, you know, some of the things that they're talking about the flammability potentials of some of these other mixes and everything, they say it's not dangerous. They say it's not flammable. But with all the warnings they give you, it makes you wonder in the back of your mind, okay, what's really going on here? So,
you know, Daikin's always prided itself on their inverter technology and creating that true inverter experience for the homeowner. How have you seen kind of that inverter technology play out in your particular marketplace?
Like I say, it's constantly growing. I think one of the biggest advantages with the inverters is the noise levels. Mm. The units are so quiet, and it's easy to sell it. You just, you know, let them know, hey, it's the same technology that's in a ductless mini split unit. And people just really, really like the quietness and the efficiencies and, you know, just the comfort they get. One of the first fit units we put in, you put it in a test mode, and it goes through that test mode for like 5 to 15 minutes. They came outside and said, hey, can you cut the thing off? It's getting hot in here. And so it's amazing, you know, to hear people's reactions over this equipment and what it does and how well it does its job and how efficient it is.
You know, as we are at the beginning of 2024, do you have any concerns as we go into 2024 as far as, you know, for our industry, any challenges that you see that we may have?
I think the biggest thing is going to be much like what happened with R22, when things are phasing out and things are phasing in. There's going to be that learning curve. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say there's going to be supply issues or anything, but I just have a feeling it's a lot to change in a short span of time. And as a result, there may be a few bumps in the road, a few headaches, but if it's better for the environment, if it's better for our kids and our grandkids and everybody else down the line, then, hey, we got to do it. We got to just suck it up and do it. So,
do you see any big opportunities for 2024?
I think probably about the same that we have every year. You know, people, and I have to say, I don't want to say elderly people, but you know, the older generation, kind of they don't like change much. But you know, as we have come along and the electronics age has hit, everybody has to learn this stuff or you're going to be left behind. And you know, with your cars and appliances and everything else out there, I mean, we've become such a nation of, hey, pick up your cell phone and turn this on or turn this off. And okay, you can do that with your heat and air. You can program your set points and everything, and you can do it from your phone. And the same with your appliances and everything else. So, you know, I think that's one of the pluses about all this technology is it does make it easier. It does make us have the capability to do things that we used to not be able to do. And, you know, like I say, even the elderly people are starting to take advantage of this and starting to kind of say, okay, well, I guess I got to learn how to do this. And so yeah, it's I think it's great all the way around.
So. Well, Alan, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you coming on the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. And if you like this program, please make sure to hit the like button so we can bring you more episodes like this one. Also, make sure to hit the follow button so that you're notified of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Alan, thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you.